The Great Northern Radio Show is broadcast in front of a live studio audience.
Wow. The weather's just beautiful for our annual trip to Bentleyville. Holiday lights and temps in the 50s.
Who's ready to see Santa?
I am!
Ask your baby brother.
Bobby?
Is everyone finishing their dang French fries? I am sick of throwing out French fries.
I am. The seagulls like French fries, too. Seagulls are funny.
I wouldn't feed those things, Madison. They're basically just rats with wings.
Ah! Seagull beaks are pointy.
Bass seagull.
Okay, no one feed the seagulls anymore. They're getting aggressive.
Get out of here, you're flying vermin.
Okay, huddle up, everyone.
Oh,
no, huddle up.
Cover your head.
Stay tight.
Well, that was some ordeal.
What an adventure. Is everyone okay?
I'm okay. Where's Bobby?
Bobby?
I told you we should have just done the holiday train.
Good evening. This is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio and KUMD Duluth Public Radio. I'm Aaron Brown. Don't worry, Bobby's okay. Tonight, we are broadcasting live from the Lincoln Park Middle School Auditorium in Duluth, Minnesota. Tonight's theme, Great Expectations. In the Great Northern Radio Show features music, comedy, and stories about modern life off the beaten path. Here's Katie Haug.
It's a modern world and problems are pain. Why not hop aboard our radio train? Forget your troubles with the people you know. Come aboard, oh, the Great Northern Radio Show. Oh, 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 the Great Northern Radio Show.
Tonight, we explore great expectations. From the holidays to the new year, the people of northern Minnesota remain eternally hopeful, despite conclusive evidence that it does us any good. We are joined, as always, by the Great Northern Radio players, including Jason Skorich, Louisa Skorich, Mark Van Huysen, Julie Van Huysen, and John Bankson on Foley Sound. The Great Northern Radio Show is a production of Northern Community Radio. The show is made possible by support from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund, the IRRRB Arts and Tourism Grant Program, and the Blandin Foundation. Find our podcast at greatnorthernradioshow.org, and thank you to the Sheila Holton Memorial Fund for additional support. Tonight's show features our house band, Katie Haug, and the Union Forever. Stay tuned for the Great Northern Radio Show. We are very excited to welcome tonight's headline musical act, The Lowest Pair.
Just might be raised to the ground. Got a mason's shroud in my leg.
have I managed my whole life to build a thing, to build it right without turning around, just tearing it down, and not to waste out built on the higher ground. I'll have things strong on my left hand, and I'll stage in my right. Dawn.
The Lois Parent. Hi, everyone. I'm Aaron Brown. You're listening to the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio and KUMD, Duluth Public Radio. We're broadcasting live from the Lincoln Park Middle School in Duluth, Minnesota. Yeah. There it is. I must admit, we're all really excited to be in the city of Duluth. For a kid from the Iron Range, this is like Broadway within driving distance. This is a small industrial city on the Great Lakes that has turned around its economic fortunes. Duluth became a place where young professionals want to go rather than a place they want to leave. Duluth got cool, not just cold. Though it is most certainly both. So our expectations for this show are high, so high, I don't think we could ever meet them. Such is the nature of great expectations. And that's the theme tonight, great expectations. Just like the Dickens novel, things, they don't always turn out the way you expect. It doesn't stop us from hoping, even if it's totally unwarranted. And even though the hope was so big for so many good things, and they just get stomped on, crushed, demoralized, loaded up on a boat, shipped away, we still hope. Because as each year approaches its end, we in northern Minnesota raise our expectations. Deer hunting season, for instance. This is the year you bag that trophy buck. No, not the year the big trophy buck, you know, watches you sleeping off a hangover in a tree. No, not this year. It's going to be different. The holidays. This is the year your family gathering becomes memorable for its good food and unconditional love, not its political arguments and snowmobile jousting. Great expectations. You know, there was a little baby born in this town, just a little way from this spot, back on May 24th, 1941. His parents named him Robert. He was their second child. Money was tight, so they ended up moving up north to Hibbing, to the Iron Range. And these were boom times on the Mesabi. The men were coming home from World War II. The mines were churning out iron ore for steel in record amounts. Businesses were starting. And Robert's dad joined with his family business, an appliance store, and dreamed of a comfortable life for his family. Of course, that little baby Robert, born in Duluth and raised in Hibbing, had his own ideas. You know, he started going by Bob. He learned how to play guitar. He stayed up late picking up the faraway AM frequencies from faraway places. And he listened to the blues, the rock and roll, R&B, the stuff the local stations just wouldn't play. See, back then, most of the bars in Hibbing played country and western or polka. The combination of these genres is an almost perfect musical expression of long work days, occasional sex, and inevitable disappointment. Just those are the songs you play for that. I think by now most of you have figured out that Bob Zimmerman is the guy I'm talking about, the same guy who would change his name to Bob Dylan after he left Hibbing, the same Bob Dylan who would revolutionize the folk music scene, the same in rock and roll, country, contemporary Christian. Who knows what's next? He's crooning now. Don't rule anything out. He could change so much more. Dylan's high school friends back in Hibbing described him as driven. It's almost like he was looking over the world's left shoulder at a party, looking to see if something cooler came walking in the door. His parents dreamed of prosperity for Bob. No one could have expected how he'd get there. Last month, Bob Dylan won the Nobel Prize in Literature. The occasion was not without controversy. Many felt like maybe songwriting wasn't the same thing as literature. Perhaps they were worried that giving a Nobel to songwriters opened up the dark possibility that one might end up being shared by Mick Jagger and Keith Richards for She's So Cold. so hot for her, and she's so cold. Nevertheless, fellow songwriter Leonard Cohen, who we lost just a couple days ago, said before he died that giving Dylan a Nobel Prize was like giving Mount Everest a medal for being the tallest mountain. He's an obvious choice for recognizing 20th century songwriting as an art form. Now, for a while, no one knew if Bob would show up in Stockholm on December 10th. He said last week he probably would. I think I know, however, why he hesitated. Think about it. How can an introverted northern Minnesotan keep up a conversation with half a dozen physicists or biochemists or, worst yet, economists? In the end, Bob said he'd go if at all possible. Language I use virtually every time I'm invited to anything. It could also be that Bob knows that when they hand him a Nobel, he's traveled about as far as he can go from that kid jamming with his friends in his dad's garage back in Hibbing, or the hill here in Duluth where he was born. Wherever we are, we'll end up a long, long way from where it was expected. I think Bob had it best. The line it is drawn, the curse it is cast, the slow one now will later be passed. The order is rapidly fading, and the first one now will later be last. For the times, they are a-changin'. This is the Great Northern Radio Show. Here's Katie Howe and the Union Forever.
Clouds so swift, the rain won't lift. The gates won't close and the railings froze. Get your mind off winter time. Oh, you ain't going nowhere. Ooh-wee, ride me high. Tomorrow's the day my bride is gonna come for us. Oh, 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 we're gonna fly down in the easy chair.
I don't care how many letters they sent. The morning came and the morning went. Pick up your money and pack up your tent. We ain't going nowhere. Ooh-wee, yeah, ride me high. Tomorrow the day my brother will come. Oh, oh, we gonna fly down in the easy chair.
Gun that shoots, oh, a tailgate and substitute. So strap yourself to a tree with roots, so oh, you ain't going nowhere. Ooh-wee, ride me high. Tomorrow's the day my bride's gonna come for us. Oh, 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 we're gonna fly down in the easy chair.
His calm could not keep all his kings supplied with sleep. We'll climb that hill no matter how steep till we get up to it. Ooh, yeah, ride me high. Tomorrow the day of my bride's gonna come. Oh, oh, we're gonna fly down in the end.
Forever. This is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. That's You Ain't Going Nowhere by Bob Dylan.
Oh, that was one long day.
You got that right, Marv. I think we got wolves. Didn't see a single deer all morning.
Durant is right. Only deer out here is already hanging on the wall of the shack.
A toast to the King of the Forest.
All hail King of the Forest.
May his antlers always remain our 24 points of light. Who's the new guy?
Oh, yeah, Marv. This is Columbia recording artist Bob Dylan.
Hey, this is a tambourine man.
Hey, Bob. Nice to meet you. What is it you do?
He's some kind of poet.
A poet is anyone who wouldn't call themselves a poet.
All right, well, I sell paint.
I pumped Bob's septic a few weeks ago. He said he was looking for a place to hunt, so I invited him up. Plus, he got a doe permit he's willing to share with the camp.
All right, Bob. That might come in handy if we ever see any deer.
When you ain't got nothing, you got nothing to lose.
This jerky from last year is still pretty good.
Actually, that's lunch meat from 2 days ago.
No, good either way. Hey, say, anyone see the weather for tomorrow?
Nah, my phone don't work out here.
You don't need a weatherman to know which way the wind blows.
I hear ya. Them weather guys is slopping from a bucket of stupid.
I just want to know what coat I should hang over the wood stove.
It's a hard.
What?
It's a hard.
What's he doing?
It's a hard.
Just let him finish.
It's a hard. It's a hard rains are gonna fall.
Well, no kidding. Well, I'll air out my poncho then. Say, Bob, help settle a debate. I got this doe scent I bought online. Dennis here thinks I need to spray it in front of my stand, but I think it should be behind me. So what do you think?
The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind.
That's what I've been saying, Marv. Upwind. You want them to smell the pee, not the.
Hey, guys, the Vikings play Washington this week. We're going to turn it around.
Hey, you can't beat my Packers. The green and gold are going to carve up purple turkeys on Thanksgiving.
See, Bob, there's a Packers fan in every hunting camp.
Do you take me for such a fool to think that I'd make contact with one who tries to hide what he don't know to begin with?
Aaron Rodgers is a Hall of Fame quarterback.
What I want to know, Mr. Football Man, is what do you do about Willie Mays and Hugh Brenner, Charles de Gaulle and Robert Louis Stevenson?
That makes no sense.
Idiot wind blowing every time you move your mouth.
Why, you dirty purple mumbler.
Easy, fellas.
Are you okay, Bob?
He just smoked my eyelids and punched my cigarette. It's all right, Ma. I'm only bleeding.
I'm really sorry about that, Bob. I blew my stack.
Hey, I ain't looking to fight with you, frighten you, or tighten you, drag you down, or drain you down, chain you down, or bring you down.
I know. I appreciate it.
Yeah, all I really want to do is, baby, be friends with you.
I just get so emotional about the pack. Go, pack, go!
Yeah, don't think twice. It's all right.
Hey, guys, we're almost out of beer.
We got a couple hours before Bud Suds closes up on Highway 8. Bob, you want to drive?
Are you sure he's okay to drive?
Oh, he's not drunk. That's just how he is.
You gotta serve somebody.
All right, Bob!
But I would not feel so all alone.
Everybody must get stoned.
My wage and I'll make good. And fare thee well, my good time friends, I'm bound up ironwood. And you can't sway me with no captain's wage, no diamonds, gold or pearls. If I make it up past Horton, boys, you know I'm bound to see my girl. Oh, that fanciest flower I'd ever seen, fair as I ever saw, was on the south shore to get you going up on the Keweenaw. deep up on the keeping up. Will the copper mine and the porcupine close long before my day? And the piney hills of my home make timber and feel ashamed. So I'll haul the freight to the Ordox boys and with the iron money make my way. So we can live alone in our cabin home and pick our peach sweet days. Oh, that fanciest flower I've ever seen, fair as I ever saw, was on the south shore of the Gitchagum, deep up on the Keweenaw, deep up on the Keweenaw. Train car, then rail to refinery. Well, that's how the ore makes from the earth to the great superior sea. And I have labored and waited for 10 long years, and I would labor and wait 10 more to secure the road back to my flowers as sure as the ore. Oh, that fanciest flower I ever seen, fair as I ever saw, it's on the south shore, the Gitchagum, deep on the Keweenaw, deep up on the Keweenaw. That fanciest flower ever seen, fair as I ever saw, was on the south shore, the Gitchagum, deep on the Keweenaw, deep up on the Keweenaw. Yes, on the Keweenaw, deep up on the Keweenaw. She was
Lois Baer. This is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio and KUMD, Duluth Public Radio. I'm Aaron Brown. We are broadcasting live from the Lincoln Park Middle School Auditorium, perched on the Big Hill in Duluth, Minnesota. Our next guest is a Duluth area author, sustainability advocate, and egg farmer. She and her husband Jason run Locally Laid, a free-range chicken farm. Her book, yeah, by the same name. Her book won the Midwest Choice Award for Nonfiction in 2016. Here she is, Lucy Amundsen. Oh.
Well, thanks so much. You know, when you have a business called Locally Laid Egg Company, and then you write a book called Locally Laid, people will ask, is that shelved in erotica? But I assure them that there is nothing about opening a chicken farm that is a marital aid. But, you know, tonight's theme is about expectations, and boy, did we have different expectations for our farm. You know, we're a mid-sized farm, and it turns out it's really hard to get chickens for a farm our size. Probably a bunch of you have your own birds at home, and you had no problem getting 10 hens or 20 hens. And Big Ag has no problem getting 300,000 birds in a warehouse. But when you want, like, a couple thousand birds, it's really hard. And we ended up going through a guy. And if any of you are starting a business out there, I'm going to say, do not predicate a business based on a guy. Because he might not be a good guy, or a smart guy, or a guy who's good with chickens. But he brought us these birds, and we have these 1,800 birds, and they're out on our pasture. And instead of being these super mighty hunters like our backyard birds, flies are landing on them. Like it's an embarrassment for poultry, you know? And then the sun is setting, and I am waiting for all these birds to come home to roost. Because, you know, it's an adage. It's like a saying. It's just about, like, poultry law. They have to run in and jump up on their roost. And they're looking at us, and it's getting darker, and they're looking at us with that side place eye, you know, like they're waiting for instructions. And it hits me that these birds are completely out of sync with sunset because until today, they had never seen the sun. Yeah. So we chase them, and an hour later, they're all in, and I look in their hoop coops, and none of them are roosting, meaning like they're not on their highly placed stick where they have to sleep at night. And Jason, my husband, being a sane, good man, turned to me and said, "Lucy, you should go home and drink some wine. Maybe a box of wine." I go home and he waits until it's really dark and the chickens are very asleep. You might not know this, but when chickens sleep, they sleep so hard. They're like malleable drunks. You know, if you've ever seen a chicken in a sweater on the internet, that bird was sleeping when when someone dressed her. And you know she woke up like, "What happened?" And so Jason waited until they were very asleep. He donned a headlamp and put each bird up one by one by one. And he did this for about 3 weeks until he rewired their little poultry brains. And one day they woke up and they're like, "We're chickens." So our expectations were not met. We thought our chickens would come to us knowing how to be chickens, but we're Duluthians, so we know how to be flexible.
All right, Lucy Amundsen.
Thank you.
Her book is Locally Laid, so was her farm.
Let me have your attention, everyone. I know you're all cold and hungry in these tag elders around Enger Golf Course, but this is a safe zone for us, dear. So make the best of the situation. I am Colonel Higgins, commander of the Duluth Deer Resistance.
Sir.
As you know, for the last 10 years, the city of Duluth has pursued repressive policies against deer, prohibiting citizens from feeding us, and permitting bow hunters to murder us by the thousands within city limits. They say there are too many of us, even though the number of humans in the city far exceeds the number of deer. Logically, it is the humans who should be culled.
Harvest them.
Please, please, I know you're angry. I'm angry too. Many brave deer have given their lives to this fight, but the path to victory requires that we maintain control and stick to strategy rather than giving in to the emotions of the moment. The field council has voted to not, I repeat, not engage in direct attacks on the enemy at this time. I will call up Special Agent Anderson for this week's intelligence briefing.
Thank you. I'm pleased to report that we have made a great discovery. As you know, the enemy often hits us with their cars and trucks. This week, one of our scouts, who was stationed behind a dumpster near the library, observed humans controlling traffic signals by pressing a button on a pole. The brave scout, risking his life, later ventured out onto the sidewalk and pressed the button himself. The traffic light changed and cars stopped. I'm delighted to inform you that the scout was able to cross the street without mishap.
Stop.
Good, good. Thank you, Agent Anderson. This information will save a lot of lives. Next, I'll have Sergeant Dixon of the Lester Park Irregulars give his report.
Thank you. Bucks, our roving squads continue to ravage gardens throughout the city in order to cut off the enemy's food supply. We have a special team of eaters hollowing out hedges to provide us with secure observation posts. We have squads pooping outside the homes of bow hunters in hopes of increasing slip and fall accidents. A number of squirrels have been recruited as spies on the condition that we stay away from their bird feeders, so please be respectful.
Thank you. Thank you, Sergeant Dixon. Troops, I know you're eager for action. Soon your patience will be rewarded. We are planning a major operation. We had teams stockpile orange traffic cones and detour signs during the construction season. Let's just say that the enemy may soon find themselves driving their cars into Lake Superior.
Oh, perfect.
Our ultimate goal remains unchanged, to move enough of ourselves in to push the enemy out.
Yes.
News of our cause is spreading. Please join me in welcoming two new squads who arrived here last night from Hinckley. Stand up and be recognized, Hinckleyites.
Yeah. Ah.
Yes, they made the difficult trek up the median of I-35.
Oh, that's
now let's join on the Enger Golf Course back nine for a feast to welcome our new arrivals. Let us take pleasure in one another's company and celebrate our ancestors who have gone to the great salt lick in the sky.
Huzzah!
Yeah. Huzzah! Mm-hmm.
To a brighter day!
To a brighter day!
The Great Northern Radio Players, this is the Great Northern Radio Show.
Legend lives on from the Chippewa on down to the big lake they call Gitchigamine. The lake it is said never gives up her dead when the skies of November turn gloomy. With a load of iron ore, 26,000 tons more than the Edmund Fitzgerald weighed empty. And the good ship and crew was the bone to be chewed when the gales of November came early. The ship was the pride of the American side, coming back from some mill in Wisconsin. As the big freighters go, it was bigger than most, with a good crew well seasoned. Concluding some terms with some steel funds, and they left fully loaded for Cleveland. Later that night when the ship's bell rang, was it the north wind they were feeling? When supper time came, the old cook came on deck, saying, fellas, it's too rough to feed ya. At 7 p.m., the main hatchway caved in. He said, fellas, it's been good to know ya. The captain wired and he had water coming, and then the good ship was in peril. Later that night, when his lights went out of sight, came the wreck of Edmund Fitzgerald.
Chimed till it rang 29 times for each man on the Edmund Fitzgerald. The legend lives on from the Chippewa on down the big lake they call Gitchigamine. The Superior, they said, she never gives up her dad when the
Katie Haugen, The Union Forever, the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Gordon Lightfoot. This is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio and KUMD, the Duluth Alternative. I am Aaron Brown. We are broadcasting live from the Lincoln Park Middle School in Duluth. The end of the year always brings the most tenuous conditions on Lake Superior. The gales of November made their way into that famous song, and everyone who lives along this great lake knows they're real.
Good evening. I'm Pastor Elaine Saylor. We are gathered here to pay tribute to the sailors lost on Lake Superior over the centuries. This mighty freshwater sea has claimed many brave souls. Today, we remember them.
Bong! Bong, bong!
Excuse me, gentlemen in the back. This is a very solemn and serious maritime memorial ceremony. We basically copied it from that Ben Affleck movie. This is no time for foolishness.
Oh, I get it. We have to keep our traps shut for the ships what sank. Well, lady, I gotta tell you something. We're real mariners. Captain Cappy Cap of the Manganese Mariner. I haul ore to the mills out east.
Captain Ishmael Starbuck of the Lonely Zephyr. I haul wheat to the Atlantic.
I be Captain Hipster Beard of the Cleveland Steamer. I haul shipping containers from China. I don't really know what they are. Sometimes the crew hear scratching inside.
For too many years, we've watched this town bend over backward, paying tribute to ships what sank. Never mind what the ships were doing before they sank.
The searchers all say they'd have made Whitefish Bay.
If she perfect, then we're wiser.
I know, right?
No more. We pay tribute to the ships what don't sink.
All ships matter.
That's right. All ships matter.
I understand that no one wants ships to sink, but tonight we are paying tribute to those sailors who paid the ultimate price.
Right, right. But why did they sink? Did you ever think about that? Maybe they made poor choices. Maybe you ought to pay tribute to the ships that sail Gitche-Gumee night in, night out, and stay dry on the top and wet on the bottom.
Just like that lady in Sault Ste. Marie.
Not now.
If this keeps up, all these ceremonies, impressionable young ship captains might sink their boats just for attention.
That's right. And look at all the emotions these ceremonies churn up. That lady up there, she's crying for no good reason.
Her husband was a deckhand who perished on the big lake.
Okay, I kind of walked into that one. But think of how much better she'd feel alone in her house, thinking about the father of her children trapped in his watery grave.
Thinking about things is painful. We should stop.
Listen, we don't want to rock the boat. Far from it. In fact, that's why our boats are above water.
Tell them about the shanty.
The shanty?
Aye, the shanty. Every time a ship sinks, some young buck writes a song. No one ever writes songs about the ships what complete their journeys. Until now. This is in sea. For captains.
As captains here on the Great Lakes, go down, you bad ship drivers, go down. We don't celebrate no mistakes. Go down, you bad ship drivers, go down. Oh, stay on top the water. Go down, you bad ship drivers. Go down.
Oh, all right, that's enough. I don't know what gives you the right to be so disrespectful to those who lost their lives to the gales of November.
It sounds like a lot of nautical correctness to me.
You said it, Ishmael.
Look, out in the harbor, the Manganese Mariner is sinking.
Cappy, that's your ship.
Oh, no.
Cappy, your parakeet is on that ship.
Oh, Ahab, the one-legged parakeet I raised from an egg.
What about your crew? Oh,
they're all at the Club Saratoga. Listening to jazz. But Ahab, he sleeps below now. I'm not so sure about all this anymore.
All ships matter, Cappy. All ships.
I know they do. But somehow, it all feels different when it's your ship. I think I'm going to go and talk to that deckhand's widow.
Okay, Cappy. Sorry again.
This is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio, 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley and Bemidji, 103.3 KUMT Duluth. I'm Aaron Brown. This is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio and KUMD, Duluth Public Radio. We are broadcasting live from the Lincoln Park Middle School Auditorium in Duluth, Minnesota. And it got me thinking, this is the first time we've ever broadcast from a middle school theater, which is interesting because I'm a parent now. I'm a parent of a middle schooler. Yeah, and before I start, let me be clear that I am a peaceful person. I try to be. But if I were ever driven to unleash merciless wrath upon the greater public, it would be because of something that occurred in the parking lot of his middle school, my son's middle school. I guarantee it. Parents, you know, you love your children. That's nice. Parents love their children. They think they're special. That's actually baloney. That's actually baloney a little bit. Your kid... They're picking their nose right now. My kids, everybody picks their noses. You think that because your kid is carrying a cello that they don't pee all over the bathroom and pour milk like a day five tweaker? I know better because
I have kids. Because parents believe these fantasies, they justify their dark deeds in the parking lots to support their children. But unspeakable aggressions transpire, each with one hand on the wheel and the other on a bedazzled cell phone. It's just unbelievable. I'm normally a very calm person, but something happens in these parking lots. Everybody fixated on their one task, believes that their rules don't apply to them. Bad behavior reinforced and replicated. It's just absolutely crazy. Everybody's stuck in a massive idling snarl, and you can't even stare daggers at people because the windows are frosty and it's kind of hard to see through. So while my kids might not go to school at this middle school, the scene is the same wherever prepubescent children await rides. Wherever masses of kids pour into the streets, so too will vehicles piloted by yoga pants wearing moms or camouflage festooned dads trained how to park by Rommel in Africa. So remember, change starts with you. Oh, come on, lady! Oh, well, I tell you, this is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. We're joined on stage by the lowest pair right now, and we've got Kendall Winter and Palmer T. Lee, members of the lowest pair, and you have an interesting connection to Duluth.
We do, yeah. We recorded at an old church here called the Sacred Heart Music Center.
And what's that album? Yeah.
The record's called the Sacred Heart Sessions.
All right.
Space. Yeah.
And we can. And I know our station's been playing it. You can hear it on KUMD too. So, great album. So, how'd you get the name, The Lowest Pair?
It's a John Hartford poem. John Hartford's our favorite banjo playing, fiddling, child storybook writing poet weirdo guy.
So, awesome.
Yeah. We figured it was fitting for two banjo players.
Nice. Yeah. Well, that's fantastic. You got another song for us?
Sure. All right. Here's one you'll think you've heard before.
Well, I come from Alabama with banjo on my knee. I'm headed to Louisiana, my true love for to see. Rained all night the day I left. The weather, it was dry. Sun so hot, I froze to death. Susanna, don't you cry. Oh, Susanna. Oh, Susanna. Oh, Susanna, I find I'm crying in my sleep. It's so lonesome sleeping alone. Oh, Susanna, I cry, I need you here with me. I'm crying in my sleep. It's so long.
Oh, Susan, I found crying in my sleep. It's so lonesome sleeping alone. Oh, Susan, I cry. I need you here with me.
I need you here with me.
Is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio and KUMD, Duluth Public Radio. I'm Aaron Brown. We are nearing the end of our show, and we are approaching the start of a Sunday. Now, with somebody here, this is an incredible get for us. We had him on before. He loved it, and he wanted to come back. I can't believe we even got this guy to Duluth, Minnesota. Without further ado, with a song about a very important issue to everybody here, let's welcome Neil Diamond!
Good evening, everybody. Parched. Wake up feeling so parched. Without a beer, but not without a car. Free. Only want to live free, but this antique law is killing me. The soccer moms in SUVs, they're driving to Superior. The boys and girls with fake IDs, they're driving to Superior. Home. Don't it seem so far away? Driving over black ice today in this November storm. In this November storm. Home. It's a dark and a dreary place without a bump and a beer to chase. That 90 proof burning warm. That 90 proof burning wall. Hey! All across the Arrowhead, they're driving to Superior. On the Bong and Blotnick Bridge, they're driving to Superior. Got a thirst that takes them there. They're driving to Superior. They fill the trunk with some to share. They're driving to Superior. 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 Sunday. My county tears of thee, no liquor liberty. Of thee I sing, of thee I sing. Sunday!
Is a production of Northern Community Radio. The show is made possible by support from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund, the IRRRB Arts and Tourism Grant, and the Blandin Foundation. Find our podcast at our webpage, greatnorthernradioshow.org. Thanks to the Sheila Holton Memorial Fund. The show is produced, written, and hosted by me. I'm Aaron Brown. Additional material by John Ramos and Jason Skorich. Our production team is Sarah Bignall and Heidi Holton.
stage manager, Sarah Bignall. Broadcast audio production by Dan Haug and Chad Hotfed. Thanks to our general manager, Maggie Montgomery, and the staff of Northern Community Radio, and thanks to KUMD for broadcasting our live show. A special thanks to the Lincoln Park Middle School. Thanks to our musical guests, the Lowest Pair. Our house band, Katie Haug and the Union Forever. Katie on keyboards, Eric Sundin on drums, DC on bass, and Corey Medina on guitar and vocals. The Great Northern Radio players tonight include Jason Skorich, Louisa Skorich, Julie Van Huysen, Mark Van Huysen, and John Bankson on sound effects. Thanks to our guest, Lucy Amundsen from Locally Laid Farm. Her book is called Locally Laid. With effort, you might get locally laid at your neighborhood bookstore. Listen to our podcast at greatnorthernradioshow.org. One more song playing us to the end of our fine experience here in Duluth, Minnesota, mending us as only they can. It's the Lowest Pair.
Sake of love, tears rolled into the flood that rose and rolled and flowed in the driftless banks in the year of the moon. Disposition, a whisper to the water in the driftless mission, and I.